Welcome back to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast, 30-Day Affiliate Action. We are on day four, and today we're going to discuss recurring revenue. And also, we're going to talk about why you're hanging on to your current job, whether it's part-time or full-time, whether it's, you know, giving you a good lifestyle, or you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe even underwater. A lot of us hold on to jobs for the money and the quote-unquote security that it provides, the steady paycheck. But as many of us know, it's not really as secure as we think. I mean, we're basically putting our lives into the hands of other people and their decisions, their whims. I mean, they can get rid of you at any point in time. So using the excuse that doing something like affiliate marketing is too risky isn't really a valid excuse, because what you're doing now is also risky. The thing with affiliate marketing is, yes, there's a lot of ups and downs and questionable security for where, you know, your next bit of money is coming from, but you're in more control of what you choose to promote, how you choose to promote it, how often you choose to promote it. And if you get into something like ads, placing ads for your affiliate offers, then you can be in a position where you, if you need more money, you can just turn up the ads. I mean, you need to make sure they're profitable first, but you can be in that position where you can make that happen. Affiliate marketing isn't without risk. In my personal affiliate marketing experience, I was promoting the Funnelytics offer on the back end of the Secrets Trilogy funnel, as we discussed in a previous episode. And what had happened was ClickFunnels stopped their deal with Funnelytics. So eventually I found out that was because they were making plans to purchase their own funnel simulator, Giru, but it broke my business for a long time, because that was the one offer that I had promoting, converting really well. And, you know, I had good SEO ranking for it in Google. People were clicking through. I was kind of the exclusive on how to get the lifetime still on Funnelytics, and that crashed. So I went from, like I said, making as much as my house payment in a week to straight nothing. And I had people questioning, like, where is this offer? It's not there anymore. And that's when I realized that I had to pivot. And that's also why I teach you to do varying offers when you do affiliate marketing. So essentially I teach that you want to get something going, something converting, and then you need to move on. Obviously we need to kind of nurse and make sure that our main offer is working well, but we need some secondary offers that are related to back that up. In case something goes wrong, affiliates, companies decide to shut down their program, whatever, you know, you got to mitigate the risk by kind of, I like to liken it to like a stock mix. You want some like high cap stocks, some mid cap stocks, some low cap stocks, and vary your portfolio of what you're promoting. Now, I tell you this not to freak you out about the risk that is affiliate marketing, but to kind of draw similarities to the risk you're taking now for staying in your current job and not working to make side money to get out of that. The actor Jim Carrey tells a story about his dad. He said his dad could have been a great comedian. He always, you know, loved telling jokes. He wanted to be a comedian, but he never took the plunge because he wanted to get a quote-unquote safe job for his family, as I believe it was an accountant. And when Jim Carrey was 12, his dad got let go, and they got into some really hard times. So Jim Carrey famously says that he realized that you can fail at something that you hate, so why not do something that you love? Why not try and reach your dreams? Why not try to help people? In our case, affiliate marketing. Why not try to make money on the side while helping people, by pushing them towards affiliate solutions, building your business, and finding your audience that you can really make an impact on? So in order to start diving into this venture, we need to figure out what our financial goal is to replace our paycheck. We need to do some calculating, run a budget as it were. If you've ever listened to Dave Ramsey or used EveryDollar, EveryDollar is a pretty good budgeting tool that you can access for free. You can go in there and add your monthly bills and all your expenses, and that will give you a good number that you need to shoot for. Now, your current income may or may not already cover that, but we need to start replacing that income with affiliate revenue if our goal is to get out of our job completely. Don't forget to add some extra in there for taxes and also like health insurance, things like that, because if you do work for yourself, you're gonna have to be paying all of your insurance on your own. So doing a little bit of research on the exact number that you need is very helpful because it gives you a goal to shoot for. You don't need, probably don't need $1 million. I mean, that's an arbitrary number. You need how much you need to cover your lifestyle, basically. And then from there, you can go on to calculate how much more you would need for your ideal lifestyle. But right now, we're just trying to find secure recurring revenue to replace the paycheck. As I've said, the best way to replace the paycheck, your recurring paycheck, is recurring revenue with your affiliate program. So your main core offer should be recurring revenue of some kind. That means you get paid monthly on your referrals. This is often a software program. Those are usually recurring revenue. There are other programs out there that offer recurring revenue. I'm going to make sure to link to extra reading from Empire Flippers. They have the 200 plus best recurring affiliate programs for every niche. So be sure to check out that article so you can find your niche in the list on the article by Vincent Wong. And you can look at the different recurring revenue programs there. And with recurring revenue, what happens is every time the person that you refer pays the company, they pay you. So as long as they're paying their subscription, you're getting paid. Sometimes this can only be for a couple months, it could be up to a year, and some are for the lifetime of the subscription. So those are really the great bonus ones that you want to try and pick out if they do have those in your niche, because that's the longevity. You don't have to sell somebody again if they keep paying. They're already in there, they're already generating revenue for you. It's harder to get new customers than it is to retain the old ones. So if they are already happy with the product, if you have an offer stack that gives them, more information on how to use whatever the affiliate offer is that they bought, then, they're going to be happier, they're going to want to pay longer, and that's just more incentive for you to be helpful upfront and get them to pay over the long term. So your homework today is you're going to calculate how much money you need to replace your paycheck in order to be successful, calculating all the extra things like insurance, taxes, that sort of thing. There's also a goal pyramid in the workbook. If you haven't joined the community yet, be sure to do so. You can get a free copy of the workbook from there. And then essentially, you're writing your money goal at the top of the pyramid, and then you're writing out two main core activities, or in this case, your two main affiliate programs that you would make up that revenue from. And then the next layer down would be three. So then you would write more detailed strategies about how you would promote those programs. And then the bottom layer of the pyramid is four boxes. And then that would be your daily tactics that you would implement in order to make up the strategies that then promote the offers that then give you the top of the pyramid, which is your ultimate goal, your paycheck amount that you're trying to replace that you need. So you can scratch that down on paper if you need to, or like I said, it's in the workbook in the community at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Go ahead and join the community, join the forum, ask some questions as your extra homework today. Instead of sharing with someone in need, go ahead and rate the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. I'd really love to hear how I'm doing, get some feedback from you. So if you could give me a rating, that would be awesome. Your homework will be in the show notes at mastersalesfunnels.com/49. And also, I'll post the further reading. I have a video of Jim Carrey telling the story about his dad, and then we have the article from Empire Flippers, where you can browse through the different niches and try and find a recurring revenue affiliate program that fits your need. You've been here for 4 days already, so I know you'll be here tomorrow when we talk about where to actually start finding your first core offer. Until then, earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.